Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Mark 5:25. A certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment, or his prayer shawl. He's a rabbi. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway, or immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up. And then she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him, she testified to it, she told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, your faith hath made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of that plague. She believed it in her heart. First fundamental of faith. She believed it in her heart, and she said it with her mouth, and then she acted on it and put corresponding action to it, and she received it. What do you mean she received it? She began to see herself with it. Now, this is usually where failure comes. She'd been 12 years in that mess. As best as we can tell, this must have happened somewhere along about the second year of Jesus' ministry. But he kept coming in and out of Capernaum because he immediately moved his headquarters from Nazareth, where he was brought up. He immediately, because it prophesied this in the scripture, he moved to Capernaum, set up his headquarters there. So he's in and out of Capernaum probably more than any other place, because that was his home. That was his headquarters. That right there on the Galilee. And his 12 disciples, all right there. And they would gather in his home, and he would teach them. It's a large place. And he would teach them. So he's in and out of there all the time, and she's in the proximity of him. She had to have meditated on this and thought about this because she heard of Jesus. Somebody's relaying that message to her that he's been preaching all this time. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me. He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. And so forth. Sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Set the captive free. Preach deliverance. Preach recovery of sight to the blind. Deliverance for the captive. Acceptable year of the Lord. And so forth and so on and so on. Somebody's getting this message back to her because he preached it all the time, everywhere he went. That was his text. And then he ministered to people. You can prove that in the 10th chapter of Acts. That message got through to her. Now she began to see herself with it. Proverbs chapter 4, turn there. I want you to put your eyes on this. This is the prescription for healing. Proverbs 4, verse 20. My son, attend to my words. Now, what does that mean? Put it first. Put it final priority. But in this case, it means put it up front. Do this first. Attend to it. Now, down here in Texas, we say, well, we're going to attend to that. But that's what we're saying. We attend to this. Now, you know, you might see someone. Well, let's say that I'm walking down the street here, and I see a good friend of mine. And I said, "Man, how are you doing?" And I tell you what, let's do. Let's go down here let's go down here and sit down and have a cup of coffee or something. I'd like to talk. No, Brother Copeland, I'd love to, but I can't right now. Well, I've got an appointment. I've got an appointment to see a man at the bank. And if I don't go right now, I'm going to be late. Now, I sure don't want to be late to this appointment. Why? He has to attend to that first. And then a less priority situation is fine. But first things first. Say that. First things first. The Word of God needs to be the first thing in your life. All the time. Not just when you're in trouble, but all the time. The Word of God. And more than just reading the Word of God. I mean, that His Word needs to be first place. And just like with Gloria and me, we have others that we listen to. But Brother Hagin is one that introduced it to us. And so we listen to him, all the time. But that's not the only thing we do. We spend time in the Word. We spend time reading the Word. We spend time dealing with the Word. We spend time taking communion, praise God, and so forth. But the Word and the things of the Word of God are first place in our lives. That's our first attention. Yeah, well, Brother Copeland, you're a preacher. Well, what does that have to do with it? Preachers have 24 hours a day, just the same as school teachers have 24 hours a day, just the same as mechanics have 24 hours a day. Amen. Have you ever considered tithing your time? Now, of course, you could have 2.4 hours a day, but just what about tithing your waking hours a day? Just half of that, 1.2 hours. Brother Copeland, that is a lot of time. Really? How much time you spend watching television when you come home from work? Let's don't get into that. Well, let me give you an idea. Now. See, now Gloria and we have our evening meal early, and we get through about 6 o'clock, and we get ready for bed as quick as we can, and we get into bed, and out comes that iPad and set it up there in that little stand and turn that thing on, and here we go. Brother Hagin's preaching to us. And depending on our situation, a whole lot of the time we'll get in two of those messages, which will run, an hour, hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes. Some of them just about 55 minutes or so. And we'll get into one, maybe one and a half. And then get up the next morning and spend some time in prayer. I need to pray for my partners. Glory to God. And I go into my study and I spend time in there and I take communion. Why? See? Now, you can do the same thing even if you're on a regular work schedule. Now, I'm blessed to have that time because of the ministry. But you can work it in the time. What if you had to get up just 30 minutes earlier? What if you arrange it, listen to a CD on the way to work instead of listening to the news. Well, Brother Copeland, my car doesn't have a CD player in it. Well, you've got a telephone. Excuse me. an iPhone. I'm old school. Yeah, I'm old and I went to school. Praise God. You have a phone like I do. Praise God. Bluetooth that thing to the radio, to your player, whatever, however you've got it fixed in there, and listen to the Word of God going to work. And pray in the Spirit as you go to work. And feed your spirit. Learn something instead of listening to all that trash and all that news. You already know what they're going to say anyway. Amen. Feed your spirit on the way to work. Feed your spirit at lunch. Take out your little New Testament or like you do. You got your little Bible app in your phone, you know. And you get through eating, you just open your phone there and read a verse or two and put it back in your purse or put it back in your pocket. You fed your body, now you fed your spirit, you fed your faith. You'd be surprised how much time you can spend feeding your spirit and feeding your faith on the Word of God. And you will be shocked at how strong your faith will become and how small amount of time. I remember back when I was first learning these things. And I was still a student there at Oral Roberts University. And I had an invitation to come preach in Lubbock, Texas. And I was born in Lubbock. We didn't live there very long, but that's my birthplace. And then that interested me. And I was still a student there at ORU. And we and Gloria and I had we had a car that needed a lot of help anyway. And it's a long ways from Tulsa to Lubbock. And I'm nursing this old car up there. Well, this is back before the alkaline batteries. All we had was those old carbon flashlight batteries, you know. And I had a little tape recorder. I'm telling you, I had a small grocery sack full of batteries, and about one side and the other side of the tape, and it starts slowing down. So I take those batteries out and put in some fresh ones. Thank God for alkaline batteries. Anyway, and we had that little recorder, and I'd get up in the morning and I'd turn that on before I'd go to school, and I'd listen to Brother Hay. I'm telling you, we'd go into bed at night, still doing it back then, only that thing and start flapping when it'd run out, and I'd have to wake up and turn the tape over and listening to Brother Hay, listening to Brother Hay, listening to Brother Hay, feeding my faith. Gloria's feeding her faith. So anyway, I listened all the way out there to Lubbock. Listen to those tapes, listening. And then I got in there the night before, and I went to bed that night listening. The word of faith, Mark 11:23-25, and the woman with the issue of blood. And see, I'm talking about putting the word first place. I'm talking about attend to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. That's what we were talking about. That she began to see herself with it. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Their life to those that find them, and health, their medicine to all their flesh. And I was listening all the way out there. And that night before the next day. And then all that next day, because the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship meeting that night in First Cafeteria wasn't until late, because everyone would go to the cafeteria just a while before they close, and everybody would have the evening meal, and then the cafeteria would close, and the people would come out and bust the tables, and then with the closed cafeteria, then we could have our meeting. And people got saved and filled with the Holy Spirit by the tens of thousands in those days. Well, I'd listened to all that word. You know, faith cometh by hearing by the word of God, but you can't feel it. I am using my faith on that old car for it to make it out, and it did good. It did well. And I've listened. And I'm telling you, the Word of God is final authority in our lives. If this is what the Word says, this is what we do. Anyway, and finally they introduced me as a speaker. And I got up there, and of course I asked them to turn in their Bibles to Mark 11, 22, 23. Oh, my brother, oh, my sister, I want you to know all that faith came gushing up and blasted out of me. I'm telling you, Pastor George, I'm telling you, Aubrey, it exploded on the inside of me. I just, all those tapes came out at once. And I, you know how I am. There's no way I can stand still and preach, particularly back there. Then I was almost running. And I'm preaching over here. And they had a door came out on this side, and a door came out on this side that went into the kitchen. And so they would come out this side and with trays and so forth, and they would bust the table, and then they would go in the kitchen over here. And I was just preaching just as hard and fast as I could. I'm telling you, the power of God. I'd been listening to this for days and days and nights, and it just boiled over on the inside of me. I went in that door. I came down here. I went in this door, and I preached all the way through the kitchen. I preached to the dishwashers. I preached to the people in the kitchen, and they got big-eyed, and they were laughing, and some of them were clapping, and I'm telling you, the kitchen help was all excited and turned on. I came out this door still preaching. All that word, see, that faith is built up on the inside of me, and I'm telling you, it came out. Whoo, glory to God. And, of course, the power of God was just all over the room. Well, the next day, now I'm still on the same subject here. Attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. And I'd been reading, was really interested in how speaking with other tongues worked. Because this is one of the first things that happened to Gloria and I. We were still scriptural illiterates when we got born again and filled with the Spirit of God. And, well, a man speaks in other tongues, speaks not unto men but God. I mean, no man understands him. And he edifies himself. That Greek word is edifice, or build up, or charge, like you charge a battery. You build yourself up praying on your most holy faith in the Holy Ghost, Jude said. All right. I decided I'm going to pray in tongues all the way from Lubbock to Tulsa. And I did that. Oh, I had a dry throat. I remember I got out of that car. It was a job of work. I prayed in tongues that whole way. And I remember thinking, I got out of my car, I thought, well, I know I'm edified because the Word says I am, but if I am, I sure can't tell it. But I must be, because the Word says I am. Well, I walked in and Gloria said, Kenneth, Brother Tommy Tyson is speaking over at so-and-so's house and their prayer group and wanted to know if we would come. Well, I mean, I just got through driving for several hours, but Tommy Tyson is speaking, and oh my, I just go any place to hear Tommy. It's just, what a magnificent man of God, and had really helped Gloria and me. And so I said, absolutely. Tommy's speaking, I want to hear him. Just give me an opportunity here to clean up a little bit, and we'll eat and go on over there. So we did. Well, of course, Gloria and I we got up just as close as we could to the front. And we were in the second row right here, and it was in somebody's home. It was a nice large home, but it's in the living front room of their house, and I'm telling you, it's a big place. There's a lot of people in there. And they had chairs set up in rows, kind of like this, and there was a front row, and then Gloria and I were right there, and then there was another row of chairs just right behind us and over one seat like that. And Brother Thomas, he was a chaplain at ORU, and he was standing with a little podium here, and he was teaching, and Tommy was funny. And I was feeling better already. I was tired from that drive. Talked in tongues the whole time. Didn't feel a thing. So I don't remember what his message was. But he said, now, anyone that needs healing in your body, hold up your hand. And there were several people in there held up their hands. And there was a woman right behind us and one seat over, like I said. And so she held up her hand. He said, would you stand up, please? She stood up. Someone around them lay hands on them. And he said, Kenneth, would you and Gloria lay hands on her? Oh, yes, sir. So we stood up. And just, you know, we just turned around in a seat kind of like this and laid hands on her. I'm telling you, when I touched that woman, the power of God knocked her backwards. I mean, just knocked her down. I thought, wow, I was edified. Glory to God. Now I'm full of faith, and that my spirit was so built up by praying in the spirit. When I released that power, whoa. You getting something out of this? Of course. And it all fits right into this block of four steps. This is what happened. She was aware of that power going in, and Jesus was aware of that power going out. His garment, listen to this now. His garment was her point of contact. And the contact of her hand touching that garment caused the transmission of that power to come into her body.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
There's a personal hands-on experience that you'll get that you won't be able to find anywhere else, where you can actually learn things and then apply them to real life and see results right away.
With each class, it takes you higher and higher.
I love all the instructors and how they impart to us the things that the Lord has laid on their hearts to share with us. They give us a new love for the Word.
You better preach what you learn here. Praise God. Listen, I'm telling you, you start out, you listen to it, and you listen to it until it comes out of your mouth. Glory to God. But when it comes out of your mouth, it'll have your anointing on it. And it'll come out like me. It'll come out like you. Glory to God.
Everything that I'm learning here will carry on and is preparing me for the next step.
Take the next step. Apply today.
It stands to reason that whatever you give your attention to grows. Now, if you constantly focus on negative reports, you're going to become more negative in your thoughts, your emotions, your words, even your actions. But when you're in love with someone, man, they're all you can think about. They're the only one you want to spend time with, and that relationship can grow very quickly. It's so important that we put our attention toward the right things. Let me ask you, what are you giving your time, your energy, your focus to? It's vital for the Christian walk that you put the Word of God first, meditating on it night and day, like Joshua 1:8 says. Now, to help you with this, we've put together some resources that we want to give to you for free. Now, this is the God's Word First Priority Package. It's a CD series and a book by Kenneth Copeland. Now, listen, it's really not complicated. There's only one thing you need to attend to every day. Now, of course, that sounds impossible, but the truth is, if you'll just attend to God's Word day in, day out, everything else comes into place. And you've got the Word of God and His Spirit inside of you to quicken His Word to you every moment. Learn what John 16 means when it says He will guide you into all the truth. So what do you have need of? Today, plant the Word of God. Water it every day by meditating on it, believing it in your heart, speaking it out of your mouth. And you'll not only see victory in that area of your life, but your whole life will change when you make the decision to attend first to the Word of God. So go to kcm.org to order your free package today. Now, did you know at kcm.org you can also sign up to receive our daily devotional From Faith to Faith right there in your email box? Receive a word of encouragement and strength every single day. And each devotional has scripture references for you to study. And then you can share them with your family. You can share them with your friends. So go to kcm.org today. Start receiving this encouraging resource. And then next week, join us right here again on the broadcast for another powerful message from Brother Copeland on the power of agreement. There is so much power available to us when we come into agreement, first of all, with God and His Word, when we come into agreement with each other. Jesus said when two or more of us would get together in His name, He would be there. He would be in our presence. Now, that is powerful. And as much power as there is that's working for you when you're in agreement, that's how much power there is working against you in disagreement. So let's find out how to get in agreement on the Word of God. You'll want to watch this. We'll see you then. Thanks today for watching. Remember that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Go to kcm.org to receive free faith-based teaching resources, such as a copy of today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Request it on DVD, CD, or download it straight to your computer or mobile device. Continue to grow in your faith in God and live in the wisdom of His Word. Believe God to bring new visions, His manifested power, and great change in your life.